Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, I have to say this before I do my spiel. Thank you, God, Mercury retrograde is over with. It ended Wednesday, and I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but glory, glory, hallelujah, I'm glad it's over with. That was a rough one for these past 3 weeks. So, and the full moon was on the 6th. I think that was Wednesday or Thursday, I guess. Wednesday was a full moon. So, and the new moon is the 19th. And happy birthday to all you Virgos. We love you. Okay, welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Plus, time to time, we'll have special guest psychics who will be joining us. Our show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the station manager for the Essence of Success Radio Network. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. So please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone number is blocked, you could get disconnected. So when you call in, please use a number that can be recognized. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, if you desire an intimate reading of 30 minutes or an hour, you can reach us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go over to the right side of the website. You'll see me and Nina's picture on the front page. And just scroll down to psychic readings and you've got us. Okay. Now, let me bring in Miss Nina.
good afternoon, everyone. I've been gone for, 6 weeks, 7 weeks now? I'm glad to be back. I had holidays, which were rejuvenating, other than the fact that Canada's been inundated with smoke for, Western Canada, for the last 2 months. Allergies kicked in right smartly, and I could hardly talk and breathe. But, yeah, it cleared up a little bit last night because we got some rain. Hallelujah. Hopefully they helped with the fires in B.C. and Washington State, too. I'm sure Lennis has told you that my husband and I lost 3 very good friends 2 weeks ago. Hit us kind of hard because one of them was like a brother to us. So that's basically what I've been doing. I'm glad to be back, and we'll be on. Hopefully, I'll be right in step with what's going on with your lives. I have a couple of birthday announcements to make. Happy birthday to my great nephew Skylar tomorrow. He will be 2 years old, and happy birthday to Sarah, a little girl I used to look after. She is going to be 9, I do believe. Oh wow, they're really getting up there. And happy birthday to Guang. He will be 19. Tomorrow or on Wednesday, along with Sarah. So have great birthdays.
All right. And also, we'd like to tell people, too, when you have birthdays, you know, you can let Nina and I know. We will announce it on the show on Sunday, do a shout-out for you. All you have to do is send us a message on Facebook at the Essence of Success Radio Network on Facebook, and just go up to message and just let us know and say, oh, my birthday is, you know, next Sunday or Saturday, whatever, and we'll announce it for you. You don't have to put your year that you were born, but just the month and the day. That's good enough for us. You don't want to say you're old as Methuselah. Go ahead, Nina.
If anyone from the chat room would like a question answered, go ahead and type your question in, and I will answer it live if we're not too busy. And if we are busy, then I'll answer it right on the, in the chat room. But, yeah, go ahead and type your question in, and I'm more than happy to answer it.
All right. Love that. Now, before we begin, from the staff of the Essence of Success Radio Network, we are continuing in prayers for the people not only at Harvey in Texas, Mexico, the earthquakes, and your hurricane, Latia, whatever her name is. And then coming over to Florida, we're also praying for you folks who are inundated right now as we're talking, and all the way up the seaboard, however far that it's going to go. And also the Caribbean people, all the folks in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico and Cuba, we are praying for all of you as well. And behind Irma is Jose, so they could get double trouble. I don't know, but we're lifting them up in prayer for all the people, that they're somewhere safe and sound, and they'll be okay. All right, was there anything else, Nina?
No, I'm just to remind everybody, please count your blessings. Just do that, because you could be caught up in what's going on around the world, not even around the world, in North and South America right now. It's pretty devastating for all of these people. So please continue to pray for them and count your own blessings.
Yes, I tell you, because we got fires on the west side of the United States. We got flooding and earthquakes in Mexico, which is still kind of on the west side. And the east side is water, water, water. Harvey, and then, of course, further east, Irma and Jose. So, like the scientists said, they've never seen this before in their lives. This is a first, especially three hurricanes simultaneously. So, like Nina said, stay positive, think good thoughts, share the love.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to begin, Miss Nina?
We sure are.
Okay. Well, our first call and welcome to the show is area code 310. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just calling to see if you had any insight regarding relationship for me.
Okay. Are you in a relationship at this present time?
The beginnings of one.
Okay. What's his first name? That's all I need.
Robert.
Okay. Okay. Is this more a professional relationship like right now? Do you guys like work around
No.
each other or anything? No?
No.
I'm picking up professional to begin with.
Okay.
Why am I picking up on Robert tit for tat? What does that mean, tit for tat?
I don't know.
Are you two getting along pretty good right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Nina, what are you picking up?
Previous relationship for him was pretty rough.
That's where it is.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, that's where the tit for tat is. Go ahead.
seems to be pretty down to earth. And he really likes you, Susan.
Awesome.
Picking up, the relationship will go as far as you want it to go.
Okay.
So it looks like you're in the driver's seat in this one.
Okay.
Dennis, are you picking up anything else?
No, I picked up that he is a nice guy. She could have a long-term relationship. You're right. When you told her it was up to her, I was like, yeah, because this is long-term. If she wants it to be, it can happen.
Yeah.
And I'm picking up a good guy, too. I'm not picking up any bad negativity or, you know, none of that off of him. So, yeah, give the guy a chance.
Okay. Will do.
Give him a chance and let us know, Susan. So far, everything looks good now. It looks good.
Susan, come back in a month and let us know how things are going, because, this is a good relationship if you want it to be.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay. Next call. Area code 302, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I'm calling from Delaware. And my question is, when will I land a full-time career?
Five jumped right out. But it was 5 years. Are you in your late 30s?
No, I'm in my mid-50s.
Yeah, go back.
I went back to school to get a master's degree in counseling.
If I was back, Lennis.
I'm sorry?
The five was a contract. You'll have a contract for 5 years.
Mm. Ah, okay. Yeah, because five jumped right out.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so she'll have a contract.
Yeah, I saw a contract, and it's for 5 years.
Wow.
Get your resumes out there fast as you can, because I see something happening between the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I've been getting them out there at, like, nobody's business.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Then it's going to happen, and it's going to happen fast.
Okay. Good. Does it look good?
You're going to be getting a contract for 5 years. I'd say that looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, okay. I'm seeing dollar signs. So, yeah, I saw $3 signs, so it must be a pretty good pay, too.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Pay must be good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Dollar signs come up, that's money. So, okay, well,
you're gonna
get a decent salary. And decent, I don't mean minimum wage. I mean decent, like, hey, might be $5 more than what you were thinking. But, it is contractual. So, hey, why don't we just say right now, congratulations to you, Jackie.
Oh, well, thanks. And you said in 3 to 5 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So I'll probably have an interview before then, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's all going to move.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And have a wonderful day. Thanks
All right,
for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Next caller. Area code 857. You're on the air with Linus. Nina, who's this?
Hey, Linus. Hi, Nina. This is Lisa, a.k.a.
Hi.
The Big
Hi.
G.
Hi. How are you doing, young lady?
Thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that.
Of course.
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Exactly.
I always seem to call with the same question. Maybe something a little different. But I am wanting to walk away from
that situation. I told you to walk away. Did you get back in touch with him or did he get in touch with you? I told you to go. Let it go.
No. Mm-mm.
You didn't? Lisa.
No, I walked. No. I haven't spoken. I have not spoken to him.
Okay, because, you know, I told you he's got some issues that he needs to work out. Mm. And I didn't want that to be a reflection on you.
Yeah.
Right, Lisa, a.k.a. G, what's
that?
What's your question, darling?
Well, I am looking to move into another job. It's just time. It's time for me to grow. I've outgrown everything. I've outgrown him. I've outgrown my work environment. I've outgrown everything. And I just feel like it's just time for me to fly. I can't contain it. And I'm looking to make the change towards the end of September. Do you see this happening?
Well, I'm getting a headache on the left side of my head. I have no idea why, but it's pounding.
Mm. I don't know what that
is.
You know what? It's a man. I can tell you why your head's hurting you. It's a man.
A man?
Because I got left side and a man, so what she's feeling, yeah.
I don't.
It's residual. It's residual from the other guy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Are you finding another job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yay.
There is going to be some turbulence.
Yeah, why is it going to be some turbulence?
It's not going to be a smooth transition. There is going to be some flack or something from your present job.
Oh, I would assume that they would be happy to see me go.
No.
No,
really?
They're not going to be happy.
No.
Why
not
is
going to
that?
Be happy because what you do with the job, and you're good at it.
I've been there for 3 years. I've never received any type of accolades, no type of recognition. I've had too many issues in my department. They may be happy to see me go, but I know that there's some executives. I know this, well, he's the CEO now, moved up in the company, is not going to be happy to see me go. He stopped me the first time from leaving.
Okay, well, Lisa, remember this. I picked up the first, I'll just call out the numbers, 1, 2, 5, and 15 in October
okay.
when you would go to work. Okay.
Okay.
They gave me those three numbers for when you would start work, either October 1st, October 2nd,
okay.
October 5th, or the 15th.
Okay.
And I started getting a little bit of a headache on the left side. I said it's a man, and I do believe that, I don't know if it's your boss or who, but he doesn't want you to, no, they don't want you to, but you're good at your job.
I am. You know what?
But I'll
I agree
you.
With you. I am. I'm very good at what I do. But they haven't been right with me. They haven't treated me right.
Okay, I understand that. But I want you, I know you may not be near a pen or a pencil, but if you can remember this,
mm-hmm.
I want you to forgive, love to forgive, love
okay.
to forgive that job. Totally.
Yes.
I mean,
okay.
it encompasses everybody. And then forgive to love them. So
yes.
you're going to do it both ways. You love to forgive, and then you're going to forgive to love. And that'll release an aspect of that energy.
Okay. Okay.
okay?
Because I do want to.
You
I don't want to carry this
job.
Energy. I don't want to carry this energy into anything new.
No.
Hey,
so that's where you're going to start.
As soon as you said that to Lisa to do that, my headache went away, just like that.
Wow.
You know I'm a powerful woman. Anyway.
I know you are. There's no question about that.
That'd be a funny. But spirit, I mean, that's something I say, but spirit wants you to say that. It's almost like when you say this, in fact, when you say this, say it 10 times while you are sitting at your desk.
Okay.
And let that energy just overflow throughout the whole department or whatever. Yeah, just, you know, as you're sitting there, you're just visualizing it. It's going over the whole department, everybody, upstairs, downstairs, and you're done. I am that I am, so be it. You're done. But say that 10 times.
Okay.
When you go to work tomorrow, say it 10 times. And I guarantee you by Tuesday when you go to work, you're going to feel a little bit lighter. Just a little bit lighter.
Yes. Because I want to be light when I move out of it. Like I said, I can't and will not. I refuse to bring that energy with me.
Lennis, are you having issues? Hello? Lisa, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I'm here. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I will definitely do that because I want a brand new beginning, and I deserve a brand new beginning. I'm claiming it.
And you claim it, and you got it. Hello.
Yes. Claim it.
Now, remember dates, because that's when you're going to make that move. 1, 2, 5, and 15, okay?
2, 5, 15. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
You're most welcome, and call Nina back and let us know how you did, how you know everything turned out, okay?
I will. Many blessings to you both.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
All righty. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay,
Lennis.
You are, what time is it?
Okay, let's work everybody of the phone number.
I'm sorry?
Remind everybody of the phone number.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was just looking at the time. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We have lines open, and also the chat room is open. So Nina told you, you can go in there. She can either answer you on air if we're not busy, or she'll answer you privately in the chat room. So do call in. We have lines. I know y'all got to get used to us being back after August, but we're here in full effect, so come on and call in. We're here to help you. All right. Next caller is area code 216. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Yes. Hi. This is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you, Lennis and Nina?
Hi, Patricia. Fine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have concerns with money and housing. I've been applying to several jobs, agencies, you know, temp work. Nothing has panned out. I don't get any type of interview at all, any type of job, for the fact that I'm in a very toxic, karmic living environment. Well, this whole city is karmic and toxic for me. Anyway, and I'm just applying to any type of job so I can just work. I do have a part-timer working out of a hospitality company, but it's just very tiring and on my body. Anyway, and I would like to get help with just get some clarity on the job and the money and also the housing. I had applied to low-income housing one place 2 months ago, said I didn't have enough hours according to their criteria to qualify for a certain housing. A couple of weeks ago, I applied to another, but they don't have any openings. I'm number 30th on the list. That would be the area of the city I would probably want to be in, Lakewood, Ohio, the Lakeshore Tower Apartments. And I've even bought a green and a yellow candle to, I was listening to another show and they suggest that this might be a good spell, but, you know, for the work and the job or self-employment. Could you give me some help? I want some self-employment and I want the bridge job as well.
Okay, I'm going to say a prayer for you to begin with because I'm empathic. And you're really depressing me. I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm. But I need to do this prayer for you. Okay. All right, Patricia. Source, remove the wicked, angry. Okay. God, remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, souls, past life spirits, present day spirits and future life spirits from Patricia, from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. Infinite Spirit, open the way for Patricia to receive a huge abundance to come to her now. Patricia is an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to her by divine birthright. Patricia loves to forgive, and she forgives to love. So it is, so it
is. Thank you. Thank you.
That's two things. When you're, this love and forgiveness is really powerful. But if you do this as you, where you're living at, you said it's very uncomfortable and you're not happy. Where you're living at, tell the whole building in your own apartment. You don't have to tell everybody, but it's for the whole building. But you love that building and you forgive it. And then you forgive the building because you love it. It's enabled you to stay there for, you know, until you became uncomfortable. Okay? I want you to put the person over the building. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. I know that's hard because you've probably been so angry. You'd be like, forgive. But Patricia, it's really, really important. Love to forgive everything about that building, the people, the land, the property, everything.
Uh-huh.
And then forgive the property because you love it. Okay? And so be it. It's done. And then carry on. You will notice doing that, what you're doing is getting the negativity out and away from around you. And the only way you can get rid of negativity is through love and forgiveness.
Okay.
Even though I know that's hard, but love and forgiveness, that opens that door.
Okay, Patricia, I'm also going to give you an exercise to do as well. Because of the negativity around you and in you, because I am feeling this. As you know, I am a Reiki master, and I'm really feeling the negativity. And because of that, you're attracting that to you. You have to look for the positive and try and focus on the positive, no matter how small. I realize it's tough right now because you're having a rough time of it, and I can feel the rough time. But look for the positive. There has to be something that's positive in your life, and spread that positive light into your own life and into your body, into your mind, into your soul, and start spreading it around, because right now, you are attracting that negativity.
Yeah, and I, okay,
right
well,
back.
I'm cleansing and, you know, getting rid of past life karma myself. And yes, I am practicing love and forgiveness, and it has been a trial. And the persons here in the apartment, they're just problematic, and I just don't deal with them.
Okay, well, and there's another thing, too. We were in Mercury retrograde, so if you were trying to find something else
at that point in time, you're going to run out into barriers. Well, Mercury is out of retrograde, so try again now. But please try and be positive. And if you're having a hard time, use a candle and use the white light of the candle to surround yourself, your surroundings, your own building, and just extend that white light, because you know yourself, because I feel it, that that white light is so positive and brings so much joy. So just surround yourself in that light and keep it there.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to say this to you right now. Until you can get rid of this negativity, I can't even break through the walls to find out when you are going to find a job and when you are going to find another apartment. So much darkness around you.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, is it me just not forgiving enough, or is it other
no.
persons?
No, it's you.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I've dealt with so much.
Let go of that other person. That other person, that's their problem.
Well, it's several people.
Okay, but it's their problem. Those are their problems. And you need to focus on the fact that that is them, not you. You need to have the light of forgiveness and love. And if they don't have it, that's their problem. It's not yours.
Yes.
So please focus on that. And if you can do that for this next week and then call us back next Sunday, I am sure we will be able to come up with something for you.
All right.
Lennis? Lennis, how are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is that how you're
feeling
too? Yes, we hear you.
I would like for her. Okay, thank you. Okay, I would like for her to say it out loud with me, that I love to forgive this building.
I love to forgive this building.
And the occupants therein.
And the occupants therein.
I forgive. To love this building.
To love this building.
And the occupants therein.
The occupants therein.
I am, so be it.
I am, so be it.
Amen. All right. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know that was hard. That's why I want you to do it with me, because I could tell I could feel it. It was very hard for you. It's okay. I understand. All right.
So, you know, go and bring on as much white light as you can for yourself, and only for yourself, not anybody else. You worry about you. And then call us back next week, because I can already see some of the darkness is lightening up.
Okay.
Okay?
How long is this Mercury retrograde going to, this cycle, how long is it going to be?
It's done. It was done on
what?
It was over on Wednesday. So now you can move forward, okay?
Okay, all right. I'll just keep on working on forgiveness.
All right, and loving yourself too, please.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I'm giving myself compassion. All right, thank you.
All right, give us a call next Sunday, please.
Thank you,
Patricia. All right. Have a wonderful week. Be praying for you. Okay. Area code 631. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
My name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm okay. Things are going pretty good with certain things. I got a new job. I'm going to get a new apartment in November. But my love life, it always sucks.
Is there anybody that you're interested in at this time? Or
no, I'm supposed to go on a blind date tomorrow, but I text him, like, are we definitely meeting? He hasn't texted back. I don't know if he's busy or just doesn't want to go, or am I going to meet anybody else? I don't know anymore.
What's his name?
That's okay.
Ronnie.
I think he's busy right now. He'll call. He'll text you back.
We're supposed to meet tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't think he's the love
he
of your life. I think he's a okay guy.
He's a guy we call in the meantime, a meantime guy. In the meantime, until the right
one comes
along.
When am I
going
to meet the real one? I'm almost ready to give up.
You're ready?
Nope, I'm ready. Nope. Believe me.
He will come. He will come.
You know
what?
Are
you looking for
a release?
Go ahead.
I felt like you did, and I gave up because I thought that men were a bunch of poo-poo heads. And behold, I met my husband. And we were married 2 months later. So
I know. It's like I'm trying. It's just that I don't even know. So I just said, I put in God's hand, but when's God going to work?
Oh, he does it on his time. You know that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm tired of being alone. It's long enough.
Well.
You have any pets?
Oh, stop.
No.
A pet doesn't, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? I want the companionship of a man,
okay.
Not a pet. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm only saying this is because sometime until that happens, some people like animals will get a bird or a cat or a dog just as company, as a companion.
It's not like I have a lot to offer, and I'm not that old yet that I just have to sit there with a dog. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No, I mean, there's men out there. It's just that they're like, I got to have something in common with them. I don't know how to explain it. They just can't be a body.
Is your criteria too high to meet a guy?
No, they have to have a job. They have to like to do things. They have to be a little spunky and somewhat cute. That's not asking a lot.
Comfortable on the eyes.
What?
Comfortable
eyes.
She said cute. Comfortable on the eyes.
Yeah, I'm not saying model, whatever, but they can't be like where you can't even kiss them.
Nightmare on your street. We do understand that. Okay, then. Well,
you know what? That guy is coming. Three keeps popping up. Now, I don't know whether that's 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, or 3 years, but three is popping up.
It cannot be 3 years.
Hey, I got no control on
people
this.
Who are not comfortable in the eyes, they're going to start looking really good.
Well, like I said, I have no on this, and unfortunately, neither do you. So, yeah, whatever it is, it's a three. But there's definitely somebody coming.
Well, you don't think it's that one I'm going to meet, maybe?
No, he's not your forever.
No.
He's your guy, but he's not your forever.
Why, because he has no time?
He's just there to fill a void, because that's not what you want. So he's just there to fill a void.
No, I mean, no, he seems like never met him, but he seems like he's nice, around my age and cute and has a job.
Well, only time and you will tell.
I have to get the date first. I haven't even met him.
Well, you will.
I don't know what the date soon. Yeah. You will.
All right. Yeah, I went on a date today, but he was so boring. Oh, my God. You're like, okay, lady.
I'm looking. I hear you talking, but I'm looking into your future to see what man is coming for a long-term relationship. And I can't see anybody. I see the wind blowing. I don't know what that means, but I see the wind is gusting and blowing right past you. See the leaves going up in the air. I don't know what that means, but anyway. I would maybe three weeks. 3 months at the longest.
Oh, and I mean, I do meet people.
3 weeks to 3 months.
I do meet people, too. They have so much baggage, or they're just like, ugh. I mean, talking a lot of baggage.
Well, may I ask how old you are?
I'm going to be 57, but I have a 16-year-old son. I look younger, and I'm talking baggage where they're still married, still seeing their ex-wife and the kids, on disability and going to AA, that kind of baggage.
Did you say your child is 6 years old?
16.
Or 16?
16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
that's why I'm asking, because I thought, is this Immaculate Conception?
Hey, I still get my you-know-what, so.
Whoa, you be careful there. It's still possibilities.
No. All right, well, since you don't see anything, I guess I'll just keep plugging away.
All right, well, let us know. Let us know.
I will.
We wish you the very best. Okay,
okay.
Have a good one. Have a wonderful week, matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lennis, before we take on the next. Lennis, before
Just one second. Go ahead.
Before we go into the next caller, I'm going to remind all of you, please stay positive. If you are negative, you are bringing negative results to you. Now, if you're feeling down, that's fine, but get over it as fast as you can, whether it takes prayer, meditation, going to watch a funny movie, reading a book, just relaxing. Get rid of the bad mood. Get rid of the downers. Because one, when you're calling into the show, it's really hard to get past the negativity that you're projecting to read you. So try and get rid of as much of this as you possibly can. Before you ask us a question, before you come on air, take a deep breath. Bring it right up from the bottom of your soul and bring it out. And get rid of all the negativity. I have been picking up so much negativity today that it's not even funny. So try and get rid of that as best as you can, because like I said before, you have negativity, you're bringing it towards you and into you. Don't do that. All right, Lennis, I'm done preaching.
Well, no, that's a good point. Please, the more positive you are, the better you feel. All right, area code 414, you're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marion.
Hi, Marion. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. What I want to know is, I wanted to know, picking up regarding myself and Patrick.
Okay.
Why am I seeing
I know. I was just getting ready to say it's here. Comedy. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
I'm seeing a bouncing ball. Why am I seeing that?
Yep.
He's fun,
yep.
Like a kid.
Yep.
He's silly,
much
like
so.
A kid.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
our joy. Mhm. But then there's pain.
Oh yeah, but I picked up on that, like, as soon as I wrote his name out, I was like, this guy's funny. He's like a child, like a man child.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it like that.
Yes.
Like a man child.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. There's some immaturity there.
Yeah,
if he can be a child, he knows how to enjoy his life. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He's a bouncing ball. He bounces from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I picked up on that right away. I was like, holy crap, what the hell is going on here? Okay. How long have you and Robert been together?
Patrick. No, that's okay. Let me think. Since February.
Okay. So not that terribly long.
Mm-mm.
But you two do get along well, right?
Yeah, we do, but I'm just curious what I'm picking up other stuff, so I just want to know if it's true, if it's how deep it is, if it's true, all that good stuff. I'm open. You don't have to sugarcoat with me. I'm open.
Well, there's definitely nobody else but you. That much I have picked up on.
Yeah, me too, because I asked that right away, too, and there's no other woman but her.
Yeah,
nope. Okay.
And he does. He idolizes you.
Aww. You sound like everybody. They're like, oh, my God, he's so idolizing you. He's so in love with you. I'm thinking, oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, he does. He really does love you. He idolizes you. You know, sometimes having that childish or childhood manner in a guy isn't a bad thing. My hubby's still like that, and we've been married for 43 years. He still makes me laugh every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing. Like, I'm picking up he's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
He will be a good provider. He'll be a good provider always. You know what?
Hmm.
This could actually be your forever.
I was going to tell her that, too. She's getting married to this guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nina.
No, I saw the veil and the flowers and everything. Yeah, this could be, if you want it, if you want it, this is your.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay,
now, see,
yeah, because I was asking.
You sound reluctant. Now, see,
No. I'm
going to
tell you what made me call.
Reluctant.
I only called because I know that people act in desperation when they no longer have, when they know that they have no power or that the power they once had is no longer as strong. So an ex of his has been kicking up stuff, and so I'm like, he's telling me something, but at the same time, I feel like it was something else. So that's what made me say, okay, I just need to make sure this is a good thing. I don't want to, because I do love him. I can say that. I don't have no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The love is reciprocated, and yeah, there's nobody else but you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He don't. I can tell you right now, he don't want her. No, I was just gonna tell you, he don't want her. I can tell you that right now. That's whatever she did. That's buried. Okay.
Oh.
Very. So it's like, yeah, he don't see nobody but you. She could call him 10 times a day. He'd still be like, Marianne, what you doing, girl? Marianne, what you doing?
You're right.
No, she's no threat to you at all. Believe that. Nina's telling you the truth. She is no threat to you. So,
okay.
Yeah,
I just want to, I figured that. Like I said, when he told me, I didn't feel like it was in contempt or lying. I just felt like, you know, she just kind of went a little extra step to actually connect with me. And I went, oh, hold on now. You don't want to meet my evil twin. I'm the beautiful lady, but I got a little evil twin that's still from the place where I grew up at. So you probably don't want to keep him too close to me, you know.
We all have that evil twin when we need it.
You sound like my mama now. She was like, it ain't going to hurt you to cuss out and tell her don't call you. I said, well, I have done that. I ain't cussed at her yet. But, you know, I just said, please don't contact me anymore. And because she did through social media. That's why I was like, excuse me? I didn't tell him because I don't want him to get upset. I didn't tell him.
Well,
I just. Yeah.
No, you're fine. He's fine. Everything's coming up. Wedding bells.
Yay.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes.
Yeah, I do love him. Yes. I do love him. I mean, he fits right in my life, truly. Yeah.
Well, there you go, girlfriend.
Thank
yep,
y'all.
You work. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank y'all so much. This was good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No. Call us back before Christmas. Let us know when the wedding going to be. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Happy birthday, Virgos. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We do have some lines open, and also the chat room is open. If you don't want to come in on the air, go in the chat room and ask Nina a question. Okay. How are we doing in the chat room anyway? Okay.
I don't have anybody in there that's registered. All I have is two guests in there. So the chat room is very quiet.
Okay. It's our first day back. Our first day back. It'll be probably off the rafters next Sunday. He's so busy. Okay. Well, next caller is Eric 7.
Lennis, you are cutting out a little bit. Area code 785, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello? Okay, Lennis, I think they want to just listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, are you hooked up now?
Yep. You hear me okay?
Okay. Yep, now I can.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Area code 650, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Uh-oh.
Hi, this is Miranda. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I would love a reading, just whatever you pick up for me for the next month or so.
As in what? Romance, job, career, family, children.
Whatever you pick up. There's a lot. I think there's a lot of changes in various, the various areas you mentioned. So whatever you see would be helpful.
Okay, well, we've got to focus on one thing to get the answers for you.
Let's focus on family.
Anybody in particular in your family?
Let's just focus on my relationship.
Okay, are you seeing anybody at this time?
Yes.
Okay, and what's his first name, please?
I'd rather not give it.
Okay, then I can't focus on that. Let's go back to family.
Okay.
Name to focus if you're dating someone, for me or Nina to figure out if this guy is right for you or not, we need a name to focus on when we go to the angels, because just relationship ain't like, well, what, when you were 9,
right?
When you were 16, when?
Yeah. I understand, everyone works differently. Yeah, some people don't need a name, they just connect to the energy. So I understand, that's fine. Whatever, that's why I asked, whatever you pick up. If you pick up anything, great. If not, no worries.
Well, because we are answering only one question, we don't really know you. We can't feel your energy other than through the phone. You're giving us too broad a spectrum. That's why
asked. No worries. Look, you can go on to the next caller. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening. Bye.
Whatever. You know, it really would help if people were a little bit more open with us.
And honest.
Yeah, that too. But, yeah, you know, okay, like I said, negativity.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, because I got a headache on the left side.
Yeah.
Okay, I had to do that little love to forgive and to forgive to love. It just left. Oh, Miranda. Okay, area code 785. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Oh, wait a minute. That's Miranda, right?
No, that's the caller that didn't want to answer before.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to listen. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, well, we've got lines open, so if you want to call in, we've got a few minutes here. We'd be more than glad to answer your questions for you the best that we can and let you know what's coming up. We got Halloween next month, and we came out of Mercury retrograde and eclipses. Oh, Lord. Moon. So now we're starting to turn that corner now and kind of get back to a normalcy, what we're used to as far as that. And I realize other things are going on weather-wise, but for us to get back to some normalcy. I don't know. I don't have anything else to really talk about. You, Nina?
No, not really. Other than I will be gone again October 1st and the 8th. October 1st I will be at convention. And the 8th is Thanksgiving weekend for us up here in Canada. So we will again be going to the mountains to be spending our Thanksgiving there. Not much else is happening around my neck of the woods. I just hope that the fires stay down and we don't end up with a whole bunch of smoke again this week.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with you. I hope not. 2 weeks. Today is the first day in 2 weeks. We actually see the blue and some clouds in the sky, because all we saw for 2 weeks is just white, you know, from the smoke. Yeah. So it's
you're
nice
lucky it's
to...
only... you're lucky it's only...
It's only what?
Two... You're lucky it's only been 2 weeks.
How long have you guys been having those? I know, because we're getting them from, I don't know, British Columbia coming down.
Smoke since about the second week of July, and it's continued on. And some days you can smell the smoke so bad you can actually see it. And this is from a province over, like we're talking a couple hundred miles away. And we're still getting the smoke here. For the kids to breathe, it makes it hard for me to breathe. Not been the best summer because of that fact.
Ooh.
But what can you do?
Oh, boy. I was just going to say, they didn't call in firefighters from the other province to help?
Yeah, they're here, but when you have like 39 fires going.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to manage them all. In fact, when we were on holidays, one fire we went by and you could see the open flames on either side of the road. Like they were just small flames at that point in time. And they were right there, like 3 feet off the road that we were driving on. The next day it was announced it was an out of control fire and that road was closed that we were on. So,
How did you get back, Nina? Did you have to go a long ways around to get back home? I said, how did you get back home? Did you have to go a long ways around?
No, we were on our way home. We were on our way.
Oh, okay.
So we got through there. But, yeah, we traveled through smoke the whole time we were on holidays, and it got worse as time went on. And, my mountains at one point, you couldn't even see the mountains because there was so much smoke, and we were right in them.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Mother Nature is not happy with us.
Well, she ain't happy down here either.
She's not happy with North America and South America. That's for darn sure. Well, I'm going to say the whole world, because the whole world has had quite a few pretty dramatic happenings in the last little while. And I think... God and the universe are not happy with us either. So something, love has got to take over someplace.
Yeah, we got to bring love and forgiveness. Those two things back, and then maybe we can go from there. But I'm telling you, write it down, folks. Love to forgive and forgive to love. I am, so be it. I say that 10 times in a row. You know, of course, cover yourself in white light, but I didn't say that. It just came to me like love to forgive and forgive to love. And I was like, that's perfect because that's what it's about, love and forgiveness. Hopefully it helps y'all out there. people pick up on it and write it down and use it in your prayers or just use it in your daily walk in life. It helps. It gives you peace. So, well, Miss Nina, what you think? Should we call it a show?
I think we should call it an afternoon, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got the music going, so go ahead, young lady. We'll close her out.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for joining us today on air and in the chat room, even if you're only just listening. I hope you all have a good week. I know it's going to be a good week for me. So, yeah, remember to love. Love yourself first, and then the rest of it will fall into place and get rid of the negativity. Have a great week, everyone. Lennis and I love you.
Yes, we do. And I'll see you Wednesday in the studio at 6.
Okay. All righty.
Good show. I love you, Nina.